That's right. Star 99.9 every week. We choose another Connecticut city or town to highlight. This week, it's all about Fairfield. How we wrap it up tomorrow on Friday is that we're going to be giving you free coffee between 8 and 9 a.m. at Dunkin' Donuts, 1910 Black Rock Turnpike in Fairfield.
Come on by. Represent Fairfield. What?
We sent producer Christian out on the streets to talk to you about Fairfield so we could learn a little bit more. And this is what you said.
Hi, what's your name?
Laura Downey.
Hey, and what do you do in Fairfield?
I'm a cheesemonger.
What does that mean exactly?
I sell cheese.
Nice. And where do you sell cheese?
Fairfield Cheese Company.
I didn't know they were called cheesemongers. It's so cool.
Neither did I. I thought that monger was like somebody who hoards and eats lots of amounts of something.
Maybe they eat lots of cheese.
So, I mean, I can make assumptions about people, but she's owning it right from beginning one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to have a name like cheesemonger, radio monger. No.
No, it doesn't really work. Doesn't really roll off the tongue.
No.
The first selectman actually says he comes here and eats his body weight in cheese.
He does.
So he is. You have a big fan in the first selectman.
He is a big customer.
Can you picture first selectman Mike Tetro just sitting in a corner housing like a big block of Swiss cheese?
No, he said he doesn't eat it in front of anybody. Remember, he told us. He was like, no. I go, I gather, and then I leave with it. I'm thinking that Mike pays people off in cheese.
Right.
All right? So, I mean, if you're in Fairfield, you're first selectman, right? There's going to be a lot of hand rubbing.
Yep.
There's going to be some handshakes, some deals, some up front and some behind closed doors. Good block of brie. You're halfway there.
What are you? You a gorgonzola guy? I got some gorgonzola
for
you.
It says I appreciate you and I know the finer things. I'm cultured. This is a good deal you've made.
Who's the most famous person in Fairfield?
Well, all the kids here say John Mayer.
Has he ever come in to buy cheese?
No. We sent him cheese to Montana once.
Why? Montana doesn't have cheese.
You know what? They don't have as good a cheese as we have right here.
I guess.
John Mayer, how about a little appreciation? Maybe an acoustic show out front of the cheese factory, all right? Let's make this happen.
What is Fairfield famous for?
Dogwood trees?
What?
Okay.
Yeah. I guess.
I mean, if she says so.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is a dogwood tree? I'm not a tree expert.
It's the town tree. It's a flowering tree. There's a dogwood festival. People come pretty far for the dogwood festival, so I guess it's famous for that.
People come from everywhere to see the dogwood trees in Fairfield.
Yep.
Everywhere.
Flying in.
Yep.
Flying at Coachella.
Yep.
Some big show somewhere else.
Right. Lollapalooza.
Then dogwood.
Yep.
That's where I'm going.
Now talk to me a little bit about Fairfield Cheese Company. How many times do you hear cut the cheese jokes?
All the time.
Do you get sick of them?
No. We never get sick of that joke.
Neither do three-year-old boys.
That's a political answer. Mm. You should have followed it up with what are her top cheese jokes.
Okay.
I mean, that's really what I wanted, Christian.
Hi, what's your name?
Nicole Bishop.
What do you do in Fairfield?
I actually work for a marketing company.
Who is the most famous person in Fairfield?
I'd have to say John Mayer.
Have you ever seen him?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. My friends actually went to high school with him.
Is he a nice guy?
Yes.
I don't know if I'd necessarily believe that. Maybe you haven't heard about the whole Katy Perry, Taylor Swift kind of thing that he dates.
I want to know how many of your friends say that they dated him.
Right.
That's what I want to know.
Yep.
And then I want to know if we asked him how many he would say that, yes, he dated.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he would say something else, because that's John Mayer's problem. He usually says way too much.
You get to go back to high school. Which of the surrounding towns do you want to beat in the championship?
I would say Staples, Westport.
You know what I've realized? I would say out of all the towns we've done so far, at least 70 to 80% of them have said that Staples and Westport is their arch nemesis, which makes me think that Westport's doing something right.
Well, I was going to say Westport was probably the spot that you wanted to be, but what do? We always root for the underdog. So get ready, Westport, because here we come.
What's the most haunted place in Fairfield?
I would say the Burr Mansion. A couple of my friends got married there. It was pretty creepy in certain areas of the mansion.
Hopefully it wasn't during the wedding
it was
creepy.
No, they didn't stand up and say they object either. Yeah.
I've been to the Burr Mansion. I don't think it's creepy. I think it's really beautiful.
You go there, you get married there, you bring a couple extra guests home, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy.
Right? They never leave.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.